高贵贵族，以感谢的心我们来一直唱好不好？
宝贵是家的大能赐我生命，主耶稣我夫妇敬拜你。宝贵是家的救恩是你所立的约，你的爱永远不会改变。宝贵是家的大能赐我生命，主耶稣我夫妇敬拜你。宝贵是家的救恩是你所立的约，你的爱永远不会改变。宝贵是家的大能赐我生命，主耶稣我夫妇敬拜你。宝贵是家的救恩是你所立的约，你的爱永远不会改变，你的爱永远不会改变，你的爱永远不会改变。
阿们，我们将所有的荣耀归给我们的主，我们掌声来将荣耀归给主好不好？阿们。
第十二章一到十三节，耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说：“求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。”耶稣说：“你们祷告的时候要说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们，赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探，叫我们脱离凶恶。”耶稣又说：“你们中间谁有一个朋友，半夜到他那里去，说：朋友，请借给我三个饼，因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。那人在里面回答说：不要搅扰我，门已经关闭，孩子们也同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需的给他。我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼凡给他石头呢？求鱼凡拿蛇当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋凡给他蝎子呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
Okay, my daughter is trying to tell me something. What is that, Sonia? Just put it on the table, please. Thank you. Yeah. So you notice that same scripture you read last Sunday.
各位，如果说上周有来的话，会注意到我们今天所读的经文跟上周是同样一段经文。
And you might be wondering that, well, whatever I need to hear, I already heard last Sunday.
或许你们会觉得说，关于这段经文所讲的道，上周听孔传堂道的正道已经听过了。
But dear people of God, I want to encourage you with the idea that our scripture is like a deep well.
各位神国的子民们啊，我要想提醒各位，声音太大了，有反声，有回声，有回声。我想要提醒各位，圣经的语句如同一个很深的井。
The deeper you go, you get more and more.
挖掘的越深，得到的越多。
And so I pray that you will be encouraged this Sunday as well, like last Sunday.
我的祷告是，今天我要跟各位分享关于祷告的事情，会使得各位比跟上周一样得到更多的收获。
I just want to concentrate on the verse one here in this particular scripture.
我今天主要想要跟各位分享真正注重的那一节，是今天读经的第一节。
One day Jesus was praying in a certain place where he had finished. One of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples.
可以把那个经文放上吗？
Maybe we can all read together, shall we? That first verse.
让我们大家一起念一下今天读经的第一节。
Yes.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。
Did you notice here in the scripture that is Jesus' disciples are coming to Jesus and asking him, like, can you teach us how to pray?
各位注意到这段经文特别讲到的是耶稣的门徒在耶稣祷告之后，专程到他的面前求耶稣基督说，请你教导我们如何祷告。
Remember, it wasn't the other way around where Jesus tells his disciples, well, you are with me for 1 year now, and today I'm going to teach you how to pray.
这 不是相反的，不是说耶稣来到他的门徒面前说，哎，你们已经跟从我一年了，今天我要教你们如何祷告。
I think it tells me that when they saw something in Jesus' life, they really want that thing in even their own life.
我觉得这告诉我们是当门徒见证了耶稣他生命之中丰富的那一面的时候，他们心里去想说，我必须要找到如同耶稣那样的生命。
It almost feels like that Jesus, every time when you pray, we notice that you are very calm and collective.
几乎是像门徒在这样的经文告诉我们说，耶稣啊，我们每一次看到你祷告之后能力大增，你就特别安详，特别注意力特别集中。
Or they might have noticed that Jesus, every time when you pray, we see that you are so much at peace.
也或许他们是说，耶稣啊，每一次我们看到你祷告之后，你得到多么大的平安。
Or they might have noticed that Jesus, every time when you pray, even though you worked so hard previous day, you get new energy for the new day.
或许他们说，耶稣啊，你每一次祷告，虽然之前的一天工作劳累，可是在祷告以后，那新的一天就过得特别有能力。
And so basically they were saying that Jesus, we want power like you have.
换一句话说，门徒对耶稣的要求说，耶稣啊，我们希望祈求得到如同你那样的大能。
We want to have energy like you have.
我们要像你一样那样的活力。
We want to have peace like you have.
我们要像你一样的平安。
And we notice that every time when you pray, you have a very positive outlook, you're energetic, and we want that in our life.
我们注意到的是你每一次祷告之后，你就有特别的活力，你就有特别的安详。我们祈求希望在我们的生命之中得到那样的能力。
And one way to do is to spend time in prayer. Please teach us how to pray.
这样其中一件事情就是要在花时间在祷告上，求你教导我们如何祷告。
See, as their spiritual leader, as their spiritual master, Jesus must have been so happy in his heart that his disciples are interested in learning to pray.
作为灵命的导师，作为一个灵命上的领导人，耶稣听到他的门徒来求他说：“求你教导我们如何祷告。”必然是非常欣喜的。
But he was so excited knowing the fact that because of his own examples, they are ready to follow his example now.
他也特别知道这些门徒会之所以来求他教导如何祷告，是因为借着他自己生命的见证，看见他生命之中祷告的能力才会来的。
See, we all want to teach some people something.
他们每一个人都希望能够教别人某些什么事。
Maybe your children or maybe your grandchildren, you want them to learn something.
或许你也希望你自己的儿女或你自己的孙儿女能够得学到些什么东西。
Like maybe one of the example, like don't use too much of cell phones. We want to teach them.
或许你想要教他们的是不要用太常用手机。
Or maybe don't lose your temper. We want to teach them that lesson.
或许我们要教导我们的小孩，我们的儿女孙儿女，不要常常发脾气。
Or maybe don't smoke.
或许我们要教他别抽烟了。
So there are so many lessons we want to teach our children and other people around us.
我们生命之中也有许多的教，也许多的课程要教那些我们周围所爱的人。
Like Jesus wanted to teach his disciples how to pray.
好像耶稣基督他想要教导他的门徒如何祷告。
So dear people, the first thing I want to learn or I want to communicate to you this morning is
各位神国的子民，我今天早上最重要想要跟各位能够沟通的一个教训是
If you want to teach something to somebody, you got to practice in your own life first.
如果你要教导一些人一个课程，你必须在你自己的生命之中做到。
I remember times when somebody is smoking and asking else somebody's children don't smoke. Most likely the children are not going to follow that example because like, Dad, you're smoking all the time.
我记得有一次看见一个父亲要叫他的儿女不要抽烟，可是自己人在抽烟，所以他没有说服力，所以他的儿女会特别讲说
Dad,
爸，你已经在抽烟了，你凭什么叫我不要戒烟？
Or if you tell your children, don't curse, like mom, you're cursing all the time.
或许你要教导你的儿女不要骂粗话，可是儿女反问说：“嘿，妈。”
Indian monk.
我记得一个关于印度的行道人的事情。
So one day, this mother brings her son to the monk.
有一天，有一位印度的母亲。带着他的儿子来到这位行道人的面前。
And she tells to the monk that, Monk, can you tell my child that he should stop eating a lot of sugar?
他母亲要求这位行道人说，你可不可以告诉我的儿子，叫他不要吃那么多糖？
Because if you eat so much sugar, you might get diabetes, for example.
因为吃太多糖，可能到时候会得糖尿病。
If you eat sugar, it's not good for your health.
吃太多糖对你的身体健康不好。
So can you please tell my son not to do that?
那行道人啊，你可不可以告诉我的儿子不要这么吃糖了？
And so monk is thinking for a while.
所以行道人考虑了一会儿。
And he says, why don't you come back next week?
他说你下周再来。
Next week I will tell him not to eat sugar.
我下个礼拜会告诉他不要吃糖。
And she goes home.
所以母亲就回家。
And comes back next week.
下一周回到来以后。
And now she tells monk, please tell my son not to eat sugar.
他再做同样的要求，行道人啊，求你告诉我的儿子别吃糖了。
And then monk started to talk with the son.
行道人就跟那个儿子讲。
And tell him not to eat sugar.
告诉他不要吃糖了。
He's giving all the reasons why sugar is bad for you.
并且解释了。这个糖为什么对人身体不好？
And after some conversation, the child says, "Yes, I get it. I'm not going to eat any more sugar."
所以在谈论了一会儿以后，那孩子就对行道人说：“好，我听明白了，我以后就不要吃那么多糖了。”
And so mom is very happy now.
母亲就很高兴。
But before she goes, she says, Monk, I have a question to ask you.
在离开之前，她母亲问了那个行道人一个问题。
Why you didn't tell the same thing last week?
为什么你上周没有告诉我儿子？
Why you asked me to come back this week?
为什么要我等一个礼拜回来再讲？
And Monk said,
行道人就说，
that I used to eat a lot of sugar.
因为我当时吃很多的糖。
And so if I'm eating sugar, I cannot tell your son not to eat sugar.
如果我还在吃糖的时候，我不能告诉你儿子不要吃太多糖。
And so it's almost a week I haven't eaten any sugar.
所以现在已经差不多一周了，我没有吃半点糖。
And I'm ready to tell your son that he should stop eating sugar.
我才有资格告诉你儿子不要吃糖。
Jesus tell us how to pray.
耶稣告诉我们如何祷告。
His disciples saw in Jesus' life the change prayer brings.
门徒在耶稣自己的生命之中看到了祷告所带来的力量与大能。
And so, dear people of God, whatever you want to teach to other people, let us put into practice in our own life.
各位神国的子民们啊，无论你心目中觉得应该要教导别人什么事，让我们尽力把这些的事情已经混在自己的生命之中。
Like Jesus is praying, and that's why his disciples want to learn from him how to pray.
正如耶稣基督是用自己的祷告生命来让才有资格告诉他的门徒如何祷告。
And so when we look at the life of Jesus, there are three important lessons we learn regard to prayer from him.
在我们看见证耶稣的生命的时候，其实他的祷告生活有三个重要的教训与课程让我们能够学习。
The first one is consistency in his prayer life.
第一是他持久并恒续的在做他的祷告，在他生命之中经常的持久的在祷告。
Consistency.
经常与持久。
Tell to your neighbor, be consistent.
各位请互相告诉彼此，邻居啊，要很久不变。要很久不变。
Neighbor, be consistent in your prayer life.
在祷告的时候要很久不变。
You see, there are so many places where we read in the scripture where it says, early in the morning, Jesus went out to pray.
在我们读新约圣经的时候，好许许多多不同的地方看见，大清早耶稣就出去祷告。
It didn't matter what happened previous night.Every day, early morning, Jesus would go out in a lonely place, and he would pray.
无论之前一天发生了什么事，耶稣清早起床，第一件事情就单独去到一个没有旁人的地方去祷告。
Almost like he had a commitment within himself that I am not going to start my day without prayer.
几乎好像耶稣他自己对自己下了一个许诺，说我没有一天早上起来要直接去行动而没有先祷告，我必须每天的清早都有祷告。
And so dear people of God, I want to encourage all of us including me to spend a quiet time with God in early morning every day.
各位神国的子民啊，我要鼓励大家每天清早起床的时候花一小段时间与神同在，在祷告之中与神同在。
Now, some of you might say, well, Pastor Rajiv, I have to start my work at 5 o'clock in the morning.
或许你们里面有人会说，主任牧师啊，我每天早上五点就要起床开始工作。
And therefore, it's going to be very difficult for me to start my day with the prayer meeting or prayer in the early morning.
所以要我清早起来能够祷告是非常困难的一件事。
And I understand that, dear people of God.
我明白，我理解各位神国的子民啊。
It doesn't matter what time of the day, but there has to be a time in your day where you would spend time with God.
无论是一天之间的哪一个时刻，你要开始养成习惯，有固定的时间，很久不变地在祷告上与神同在。
See, I have to confess to you that I'm not that disciplined person.
我必须要跟各位承认， 我不是那么的有自主能力。
And I have two daughters.
我有两个女儿。
And so mornings are very busy for us.
所以早上起来实际上是非常的困。
But I also know the fact that I have to spend time with God in a consistent level.
可是我也知道，我必须要每天很久不变的有机会跟神相处。
And I want to teach the same lesson to my own children.
我也要将这一样的课程教给我自己的孩子。
And as I was thinking and praying about it,
在我思考祷告之中。
I realize that every time, every day morning when I drop my kids, there is nobody else in the car except me and my daughters.
我知道了，每天早上当我开车送孩子上学的时候，周围没有别的人，只有我跟我的孩子在车上。
They cannot run away from me.
他们也不能离我逃开。
They have to do exactly what I say to them at that time.
那一刻时间，他们必须要遵从我所教导他们的事。
And so I bought a children's Bible.
所以我买了一本儿童的圣经。
And so every day it has been our routines now.
这变成了我们每天早上的习惯。
As soon as we get in the car,
只要我们走进车上。
I ask them to open the Bible.
就打开他们的圣经。
I tell them what, remember what you read today.
我告诉他们要记得今天所读的这一段。
So tomorrow you can continue reading from there.
这样明天才能继续。
And then we read the scripture.
我们读了这一段经文。
We have some conversation about the scripture.
我们在车上谈论这一段经文。
And then we pray.
然后我们一起祷告。
And so it has been a consistent for us as a family, at least with my children, for a long time now.
因为这样，我的家庭，我的小孩已经养成了这样子规律的习惯。
And every night before they go to bed, we come together in prayer.
每天晚上，当我们聚在一起的时候，我们也一起祷告。
Now, I'm not telling this that you might be impressed with me. That's not the goal.
我不是告诉各位这件事情，让你们觉得啊，他实在是很不错，很了不起，让你们觉得如何敬佩我。
The goal is to encourage you to find a time within your day creatively, which where you will see God and where you will spend time with God in prayer.
目的是要各位弟兄姐妹也在你们的生活忙碌的规律之中找到片刻的时间。养成在习惯在那样的片刻就与神相处祷告。
And so like Jesus, let us be consistent in our prayer life, dear people of God.
如同耶稣让我们学习很久不变的规律。
Open the Bible, read the scripture.
打开圣经，阅读经文。
Ask simple questions from the scripture.
问简单的问题。
For example, who is in this story?
我要每次读经的时候问说这个经文是关于什么样的人
What are they doing in this story?
他们在这个故事里面做什么样的事
And how it applies in my life?
这样的事这样的在我的生命之中有没有意义
And those are some of the meditative questions you can ask in the scripture.
无论是哪一段经文这一类的问题你都可以问他。
The second thing we notice about Jesus' life in his prayer life.
第二部分我们所注意到耶稣在他的祷告生活之中。
His dependency.
他依靠祷告。
Turn to your neighbor.
请彼此面对自己的邻居说。
And say, neighbor, be dependent upon God.
说邻居啊，要依靠上帝。
邻居啊 is it neighbor?
邻居啊
Yeah. Yeah, depending. So Jesus is God, we know.
耶稣是神我们知道。
Jesus can do anything he wants.
他可以行使任何的事情。
But when he was on this earth,
可是当他在人间的时候
he became like us.
他跟我们所有的人一样。
He had his limitations like all of us.
他与我们众人相同，有我们生命的极限。
So he would get tired like you and me.
他会劳累，就像你和我。
He would get hungry like you and me.
他会饥饿，就像你和我。
He would have a companion like you and me. We need companion and friends.
他有同伴，他有朋友，就像你和我。
When somebody would insult him, he will be sad like you and me.
有人侮辱了他，他心情会沮丧，就像你和我。
Those are the limitations he took upon himself.
这是神来到降生人世间，成降生为人，他自己加在自己身上的这些限制。